This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong's pro-democracy Apple Daily newspaper will close no later than Saturday after police arrested five editors and executives and froze $2.3 million in assets linked to the paper. The board of directors says its print edition and online edition will cease due to the current circumstances prevailing in Hong Kong. The widely expected move followed last week's arrest. Paper's closure comes as authorities crack down on dissent following months of anti-government protests in 2019. The announcement also coincided with the start of the city's first trial under a tough national security law imposed by Beijing about a year ago. The U.S. government has seized control of dozens of Iranian websites it accuses of spreading disinformation. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
The move by American authorities appears to be a far-reaching crackdown on Iranian media. An official who spoke on condition of anonymity said the U.S. had seized roughly three dozen websites, visits to the address of a handful of sites, including Iran State Television's English language arm, produced a federal notice that said the websites were seized as part of law enforcement action. Also taken down the domain name for the news website Palestine Today and a satellite news channel for Yemen's Houthi rebel group. The takedown comes just days after the election victory of Iran's hardline judiciary chief, Ibrahim Raisi, known for his hostility to the West. Jennifer King, Washington.
The UN's top envoy for Afghanistan is urging the international community to do everything possible to push the Taliban and the government from the battlefield and back to the negotiating table, warning that inertia and the lack of action might lead to more years of bloodshed and conflict. This is VOA News.